Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Yet another record for the NASDAQ. Should you cheer or should you fear?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everyone. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. On the line with us is Mark Heppenstall. He is the Chief Investment Officer for Penn Mutual Asset Management. He oversees about $21 billion in assets. He joins us from Philadelphia to talk about the market. So, first of all, instant reaction, Mark. The NASDAQ hitting another all-time high. What do you make of that? Did you even know it happened?
Well, it didn't quite catch as much hoopla as the Dow 20,000, but again, it's representative of what's been going on in the financial markets, more optimism among investors, and it's translated into higher valuations within the equity markets, and we're seeing it in the fixed income markets as well in terms of narrower credit spreads for corporate and structured securities.
It seems like every day we got, another record here, another record there. We have blaring headlines on financial television. We got tweets going on. But in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter if I'm thinking about investing and I have a 5-year window or a 10-year window?
Well, it does matter. You know, ultimately, the valuation for any financial asset does matter. But, you know, I will say, given a longer-term investment horizon, we think having exposure to equities and having exposure to a balanced asset allocation makes sense for investors. And, you know, valuations look a bit expensive to us, but so it's flashing a little bit of red for us today currently, but we haven't seen any extreme valuations in the equity markets, especially in light of the low interest rate environment that we still reside in today's world.
What do you see the stock market doing this year? And I ask because the NASDAQ so far is up about 5% for 2017. The Dow is up almost 2%. Are we going to have another up year, or are we just going to have some running in place with modest gains until we get more news out of Washington?
We would be more inclined to view the latter as the more likely outcome. Again, given where we've started in terms of valuation. So, interest rates, which have been a tailwind for equity valuations really since the financial crisis, you know, we think interest rates are going to trend higher for the balance of the year, and that could be a little bit of a headwind going forward. So, you know, we've seen a lot of companies borrow in the low interest rate environment and use the proceeds for equity-friendly behavior in the terms of share buybacks or increasing dividends. So to the extent that we may see less borrowing for corporations that gets reinvested back into their own shares, that is calls for more moderate gains within the equity markets.
St. Louis Fed President James Bullard coming out saying there's no real need to move rates that much higher. Do you agree with that?
Our forecast is for 3 interest rate hikes this year. The Fed has been on an extremely cautious pace with 1 rate hike in 2015 and 1 rate hike in 2016. We think they're going to need to speed things up a bit in 2017. You know, inflation is quickly approaching their target of 2%, and by some measures, using CPI, it's moving ahead of their target. So, they've had the luxury of low inflation to be more patient with regard to interest rate increases. We think the inflation environment is trending higher, and that may force the Fed's hand a bit to move more frequently than they have in the previous 2 years, for sure.
We're talking with Mark Heppenstall at Penn Mutual Asset Management, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international, or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Mark, let's talk about the Dow for a second. Lots to be made of Dow 20,000. Where is the bull market as we speak?
We think the economy and the credit cycle have reached extra innings. So, 2016 was a year where, monetary policy supported valuations. We had negative interest rates, in a lot of parts of the globe that basically brought investors into riskier assets and equities, and some of the riskier parts of the fixed income markets benefited as a result of that. So this year it's going to be all about fiscal policy, and to the extent that we do get the tax cuts, we do get the repatriation of some dollars that are held across the globe and could potentially be a source of investment for what goes on inside the United States, whether it's CapEx or whether it's money that gets reinvested back into shares of a company, that's, we think, is going to push the bull market for another year or two at this point. So later innings, but given the proposed fiscal policies and some of the renewed optimism that we've seen from businesses, consumers, and investors, that translates into an extension of the run that we've had.
Sounds like you think the Dow is going to stay above 20,000 for a while.
Yeah, I will say the calculation of the Dow in terms of, all the way the Dow was weighted, I think that's a little bit trickier one to necessarily pinpoint with a great degree of accuracy. But, looking at, the larger indices, the S&P 500, we think, we're going to push, as you said, moderately higher, but probably not get to the point where we're going to see double-digit returns for full year 2017.
He's Mark Heppenstall. He is the Chief Investment Officer at Penn Mutual Asset Management. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm John Wardock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.